Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4 Imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 209, Career Transition, Part 1. This episode is presented by 4 Imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Making a career change. If the daily grind has you feeling ground up, it's likely you've thought about a career change. On average, people change companies every 5 years. Unlike past generations, employees no longer spend their entire career with one employer. A career change, even when it feels necessary, also feels scary. Those reinventing their career path rightfully worry about choosing a new career that could turn out to be a poor fit and losing the equity they've built in their current role. The good news is there are lots of ways to test drive a new gig before making a commitment. And many professional skills are portable from one industry to another. LinkedIn research identified industries that often hire career changers. Topping the lists were internet, venture capital and private equity, computer and network security, online media, staffing and recruiting, computer software, information services, management consulting, investment banking, and e-learning. LinkedIn's research revealed additional insights too. For instance, the internet industry hires brand specialists from retail and management consulting. E-learning attracts content developers and partnership managers from the education management industry. Venture capital and private equity need more than ex-bankers. They need talent that can discover new opportunities and manage investments through mentor and board positions. And online media now is a home for writers, editors, and creative directors from publishing, newspapers, and broadcast media. Amanda Augustine, career expert at online job matching service The Ladders, describes a career change. You must evaluate your experience, education, and professional development and skills to determine what's considered important for your new career, and then you'll have to reposition or rebrand yourself. In this podcast, you'll discover how to explore the deeper motivation behind a career change, as well as several steps you can take to set yourself up for success. If you're ready, take a deep breath, and let's start a career change in earnest. You've got this. Once you've decided to say goodbye to your job, it's tempting to hand in your resignation and start your next chapter. However, before you bail, ask yourself the following questions to set up yourself for success. Number one, why do I want to make a change? Identify why you're dissatisfied in your position. What would make your job better? Would your mojo improve if you took a similar job with a different company? Is there something inherent to your work that makes it a bad fit? You owe it to yourself to search for the least disruptive, most effective solution. Number two, what do I want to change to? Proceed with caution to ensure you're moving in an exciting new direction and not running away from your current gig. Changing careers for practical reasons alone, such as growth potential or higher salary, probably won't put you on the right track if you're unhappy at work. Reflect on what energizes you. Knowing yourself eliminates guesswork from changing careers. Years from now, you don't want to say, "It seemed like a good idea at the time." Number three, how am I going to make the change? Make a plan. Identify what you'll need to learn and how to troubleshoot probable pitfalls. You don't need all the answers right away. Just start and fill in the blanks as you go. Number four, when can I make the change? A career change doesn't happen overnight, no matter how much you wish for a speedy transition. Because of this, it's easy to lose momentum. Evaluate your finances and determine how much recreation you'll need for your dream job. This will help you set a timeline for transformation. And number five, who can help? Don't go it alone. Turn to family, friends, professional contacts, and perhaps even a career coach for emotional support, mentorship, expertise, accountability, partnership, and focus. Talk to people who formerly worked in your field about their transition. You likely share similar attributes. Get second opinions from colleagues and professional contacts for their take on your best skills. Then, ask how you should market those skills and which jobs and organizations might be a good fit for you. Changing a career in which you've likely invested a lot of time and personal identity is an emotional decision. Taking care of the feelings that bubble up is as important as making sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date. Here's three emotional issues experienced by many reinventors and ways to address them. Number one, guilt. You love your colleagues, company, customers, and boss, and you don't want to leave them in the lurch. It's natural to feel indebted to people and organizations, but don't sacrifice professional fulfillment for anyone or anything else. Besides, they deserve a passionate employee, too. Number two, self-image. Gallup research shows that 55% of Americans define themselves by their job. In a transition, invent a new way to describe what you do and how you feel about it. For example, a senior management consultant who switched to social impact projects now calls himself an emeritus partner to reflect his departure from the firm while giving a nod to his wealth of experience. And number three, old habits. What worked in your previous professional life may not serve you well in your next chapter. Break with traditions to signal to yourself and others that a new era has begun. Change up your wardrobe. Try a new morning routine. Business as usual now is different from what you're used to. Play the part even if it feels awkward at first. So how do you manage emotional and mental friction while changing careers? Start with these two steps. Step one, weigh your options. Be brutally honest with yourself in terms of your finances, quality of work life, deeper meaning in your work, opportunities for personal growth, flexibility for family and personal pursuits, overall personal interests, your age, your health, and so on. Create a balanced scorecard of these factors and let it guide decisions. Step two, dip your toes in. Do your future self a favor and ease into the transition. Test drive what it would be like to make the change. For instance, volunteer, job shadow, or do informational interviews. In short, know what you're getting into, to the best of your ability. Take it easy on yourself and don't leap into a career change. The mental shift will be hard enough. The truth is that almost no one matches perfectly all of the requirements of a job description. Take this fact to heart and know that you may be in a better position for a career change than you think.
Thanks for listening to part one of this two-part series on career transition. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at foreignprint.com/bluepapers.